On this episode of Still Loading, it's a bonus. Hey guys, and welcome to this bonus episode of Still Loading. It's Josh, and guess who's back?
Justin!
He's one of the originals. So, today, as you know, I've been doing the 40 for 40 series, which I'm just going through one by one of a game box of 40 NES games. But I decided to throw a little bonus in. This will be an off-week episode. Who knows how long this will go. That's why it's going to be an off-week episode, so we'll find out what happens. So, I like to do this experiment every now and then, where I basically set myself like a $10, $15 limit, and I go to a retro game store, and I find two games I've never heard of before. They look bizarre and weird, and I wanted to give them a try. And today, Justin and I both did that, and today we got Tin Star for the Super Nintendo, as well as Hey Punk, Are You Tough Enough? Well, it's just Tough Enough. Tough Enough for the Super Nintendo. So, what I usually like to do, Justin, since I don't know if you've heard any of my more recent episodes, but I like to talk about some of the art on here. Now, we don't have these in the boxes, and that's what I normally like to go into. But I am seeing, like, so I'm looking at, let's start out with Tin Star. So yes. Tin Star here, first of all, he's fucking weird looking. I would have never have guessed it was a Western. I probably should have, though, because you can kind of see a stagecoach there.
Yeah, stagecoach, the horse. Some hints to the Western vibe.
Just a little bit. He's got like a bronze star in the background. He's riding that. I think that's supposed to be his horse right there.
Yeah.
But
horse slug mashup.
It's a strange one. But so, so the gameplay is pretty much a shooter. It's a rail shooter. It's an old west rail shooter.
Yeah, which I think it was the last genre we were expecting from this game.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a platformer. Yep. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a platformer, but it, like, clearly was not. It was a rail shooter, and, I mean, apparently, I was looking it up online, that you can also play it with the mouse or the super scope.
Yeah.
So, what did you think of it, though?
I thought it was surprisingly fun, because generally these games, like, I remember, like, Hogan's Alley for the NES. There's a couple other, like, rail shooters that, if you didn't have the gun for it, it was pretty much horrendous to play. Like, to move the cursor or the sight scope in the place that you wanted it with the controller, it was so painful. And this was surprisingly smooth.
It was really smooth. I was really pleasantly surprised by the amount of, like, how just the ease of use. Like, I was really expecting, when we got in, I'm like, oh god, this is a rail shooter with a D-pad. And it clearly wasn't really that bad. Yep. So, so the only thing I really thought was strange about it, other than the art style, I mean, you had this old lady that for some reason hated Tin Star. Tin Star is the new sheriff of whatever town this is. I really didn't pay attention to the story.
We were like, story, okay, whatever.
just what is this? And he looks like he's got a partner named Mo, and he's the new sheriff, and no one likes him. And so we got actually about halfway through the second. So each level is a day, and there's four scenes in a day, like four different zones, or if you want to call it like that. So we beat the whole first scene, and we're about halfway through the second scene. And so far, all I got is that no one wants Tin Star in this town. Obviously, the bad guys, because they wanted a sheriff. But it's just weird, because Tin Star is like, there's a lot of metal puns.
Yeah, like aluminum away or something.
Yeah. Well, that was his horse, was aluminum. Yeah. And it's just really weird. He has, like, rivets on his chin, I guess, to show that he's, like, square-jawed or whatever.
Yeah.
But the old lady that hates him, who he rescued, but she still hates him, has, like, the squarest jaw I've ever seen.
Yep.
It's really disturbing.
Yeah, the characters are definitely interesting. The, like, enemies are, like, tactful, I guess. It's just a really bizarre setup.
The control, we're kind of lax. One is, like, the gameplay is a little repetitive. The sense of humor is kind of...
Yeah.
But the biggest issue I had with it was just, like, it wouldn't let you shoot at random times. Like, you know, like, it would be crawling across, like, train cars or riding a horse or whatever, and it would randomly just, like, you wouldn't be able to hit someone even though you're aiming right at them.
Right, yeah. Like, I guess the feel was, like, they were trying to emulate, like, oh, you're jumping across a train, so you can't, obviously can't, like, jump and shoot. For some reason,
I guess. I mean, no, that I understood, but like, he'd be hanging on the side of a train, and like, his arm would be free, and he's just like, "Nope, I'm not shooting him." Like, bitch, why? Like, come on, I don't get it.
Yeah, and like one other thing, I like the so the way that works is at the end you get ranked like how many shots you missed, your accuracy,
or how many shots you had total.
Yeah, your accuracy, how much life you had at the end of the level. And it's kind of cool because they, like, either give you money or take away money based on your stats.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I just wish they did more with it because the only thing so far we've seen is that it costs money to save your progress. So.
But they don't actually take any away. It's like $20,000 to save, but every time I use it, they still have you still have, like $20,000. Like, it doesn't go down.
Yeah, it's a, it was a cool theory, but... I guess it would have been a lot better if it was, like you go to a shop or something, and you can, like, upgrade weapons or get, like, power-ups, things like that, but it was pretty much cut and dry.
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward, which was kind of depressing. The art style was overall pretty appealing, would you agree? Yeah,
it was colorful, like, the enemies were interesting. Probably the coolest, I think, at the end of the first day, you have, like, there's a couple boss fights within each stage, but the final one was like the boss of the day, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And they set it up where it was like a quick draw, and the way they did it was that first you would like see the draw icon somewhere,
like it was like
a revolver,
not the barrel of where the bullets come out, but like the actual barrel where you put the six bullets in,
right?
And you know, you would always see the cowboy spin it and close it up and then fire, that kind of thing.
But yeah, like you had to shoot that first, and then as soon as you shot that, you had to shoot the boss before the boss shot you. So it was like very like you felt like you were in a quick draw.
It worked really well. Like, I mean, I'm amazed you could do it with the controller. I feel like it would make more sense to do with, you know, like, the super scope. And I don't know how you would, because I think it was a freaking bazooka.
Yeah.
And, like, you have this giant over-the-shoulder thing. Like, all right, let me do a draw the bazooka. All right, let's see who can shoot this bazooka faster.
I would pay to see that, actually.
Like a quick draw turn, no one would survive. It's just like shrapnel in everyone's legs and stuff. Can you shoot blanks? Like, can you shoot like rubber bazooka shells?
There you go.
That would still probably like break someone's arm on impact.
Worth it.
Oh my god. So it was a pretty. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of that. It was a pretty like. That was really cool watching you play that. We just kind of passed it off, you know, level after level. I always found out that I was the worst one because I would always somehow end with only one health, leaving Justin with nothing for the next level. But somehow he always, you know, pulled through.
Just like I always do.
But, and it was a surprisingly fun game.
Definitely.
If you guys haven't really played it before, I definitely suggest giving it a shot. It's not, I mean, there's not much more to really say about it.
Yeah, it's just a kind of like your basic, like,
I mean, I'm sure we like really extrapolated, but this is just a bonus episode, so I'm not trying to take too much time with this. Maybe like we'll see what happens with it, but let's move on to our other one.
Oh yeah,
so Tough Enough. So let's talk about what we see on here. So Tough Enough, first of all, the thing that stuck out at me at the store is that in big bold letters it says, "Hey punk, are you tough enough and then it says, "Master the moves to master me." Oh my god, that sounds like a rhyme. "Master the moves to master me." Just start going off. But so, no. And the artwork is like this bizarre, like, comic book manga. It's not quite manga, but it's got like a definite like 80s cartoon vibe on it.
Yeah, like, totally.
80s comic vibe on it.
Like, he reminds me of Blanca from Street Fighter.
Well, he's terrifying. Look at his freaking teeth, man. Like, he's looks like he's about to, like, unhinge his jaw and just suck out someone's soul.
Pretty much.
Then it looks like... I can't tell if that's, like, a picture of a dome or his shoulder pads in the bottom right there.
That's an... Yeah.
I don't know. But... Either way, this was published by Jolico in the U.S., which, you know, they've done a good number of games made in Japan. Oh, geez, there's stuff on the... I didn't even realize there's writing on the back of this cartridge. Oh, well. It was like $10, so I'm not worried about it. So we didn't know what to expect with this. Now, based off this, what did you expect when we went into it?
I pretty much just thought it would be like a brawler.
Like a beat-em-up, like a Streets of Rage, Double Dragon type of thing.
Yep.
Well, it's a Street Fighter clone, as we found out. I was with you on that. I totally thought it was like a beat-em-up, kind of TMNT, Double Dragon, Streets of Rage, that kind of thing.
Yep.
I was not.
Definitely.
Not even in the slightest. But it was a Street Fighter clone, and it was tough as fucking hell.
Yeah, I was even surprised. Because, like, I'm okay at fighter games, but, like, I can muscle my way through Street Fighter and, like, Mortal Kombat. And this one was just...
Well, you did pretty well with it, though. You got pretty far.
Yeah, I will say it did take me a while to kind of get used to, like, character styles and, like, techniques and stuff. But this one's definitely more of, like, a reactive fighting game. Like, you kind of have to let the, like, enemy react first, try and go on the offensive, and then you react to what they're doing.
You see, I never had the patience for that. But I will say, at least, you can play as four different characters, and what's kind of lame, like, I don't even, like, remember the characters' names. I know there's a girl named Kotono, right?
Yeah, like, Kotono.
It's... What was the Norwegian dude's name? You know what? Once again, let's do the... I'm going to be unprofessional.
Yeah.
And look up some stuff on Google. So, that's not it.
Yeah.
You
have the Ken and Ryu clones.
So, the characters in this are... so, you can play as Sho. It's a 22-year-old street brawler from Hokkaido, Japan. His fighting style is called Tenga Haryu, which means heavenly claw. I probably butchered that, so I apologize to anyone who's a stickler for that kind of thing. His motive was to finish the fight with Zazi, which was interrupted when the Great War started. Zazi, a 22-year-old rival is from the United States. His fighting style is Chiso Haryu, which means earth claw. He is a head swap of Shio. Yeah, I pointed out, they literally have the same body type.
Yeah.
They have the same sprite, but just a head swap and a color palette swap.
Yeah.
Kotono is a 19-year-old female ninja from Kyoto, Japan. Her fighting style is Kuki Shindenryu Ninjutsu. I apologize once again.
Ninjutsu.
A master of sword fighting, she uses kunai. If she's a master of sword fighting, why the fuck is she using kunai? The whole time. She's a master of sword fighting and she's using kunai. Throwing knives and kick attacks. Her motive is revenge on Jado, who killed her father. We don't know who Jado is.
Nope.
Vorts, that's the dude. He's a 31-year-old professional wrestler from the Netherlands, nicknamed Shishio, King of Beasts. His fighting style features several slamming moves. He is searching for someone nobody knows. Wikipedia, you're amazing. So once you beat those, you choose one of those three, and then you fight them all. So you have to be the best of those of the four of them. So obviously you only fight three because you're one of the four. So then you go up the tower and you fight to trying to fight the king. So actually, Justin, you were
pretty close. I think I was right there.
Yeah, you were right. Oh my god, dude, you were at the. There's no way you're at the... Oh, no, yeah, you weren't at the final boss. This isn't in order.
Yeah.
I was surprised for a second. So, some of the CPU opponents are then Beans.
He's my favorite.
He's a 25-year-old punk and street fighting champion from the Bronx. You have Dolph, a 34-year-old. This was our favorite guy. Yeah. Dolph was a 34-year-old former Libyan military commander, now an assassin and mercenary who fights with a large knife and a rocket launcher. But he doesn't shoot the rocket launcher.
No, he just smacks you in the face.
And blocks with it, yeah. which I think is really dangerous for him. Like,
only a little bit.
I really feel like that's going to explode on him. But, you know, that's just me. Then you have Rei Mizuno, a 19-year-old Kenpo expert, a magician from Japan. She has the ability to summon spirits, which aid her in combat. Did you beat Rei yet? I don't think you reached her.
No, I did. I fight another Kunya.
Gadget, a 28-year-old pro wrestler from Australia. Gadget once accidentally killed an opponent and was barred from the sport, only to discover that he liked killing. He is actually a former friend of Vorts. My guess is that Vorts has to kill him.
Funny thing is, his sprite is exactly the same as Vorts.
Yeah?
Just head swap again.
Once again, Shiro, an extremely fast, that's the guy you couldn't beat, an extremely fast and agile ninja from Japan. His fighting style is Iga Nujutsu, and he uses a sword and magic attacks. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that lightning attack he used?
Yep.
So, Shiro uses a lightning attack, and it's, honestly, it's garbage. It's complete garbage. Oh,
actually,
garbage.
That's the next guy. Shiro is the ninja with the sword.
Who's the dude that had the lightning attack? Was that...
That was, like, the German guy. With the, like, rocket arms.
Yeah, so that's K's. That's the next one.
That's right, K's.
K's. He's a 29-year-old cyborg from Germany. His weapon of choice is binocular, which gives him good range on attacks. You beat K's, though, but you couldn't...
No, I didn't beat K's. I beat the ninja.
You beat the ninja. You couldn't beat... Okay, K's... Yeah, I remember. He with the ninja, you died a couple times.
Yep.
But then you made it to K's, and he's almost got... Like, remember Zhang He from Dynasty Warriors? His arms are kind of, like, long versions of that.
Yep.
But... garbage.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
Like, his one move, you literally cannot dodge it. You have to block. There's no way to dodge it unless you attack him.
Getting ready to do it.
Yeah, because it creates a wall of electricity straight up. You can't jump over it. You can't duck underneath it or anything like that.
Yep.
You just have to block it or hit him before he does it.
Yep. And if you garbage. Block it, it still hits you three times, so...
It's a really freaking tough game.
Yep. That's the name, Tough Enough.
Are you tough enough? And then you have the final guy, which is Jado, which we never even saw.
Nope.
So, apparently in Japan, it was called Dead Dance, but when it came to the U.S., it was Tough Enough.
Yeah,
the letter E, specifically. Tough Enough. The controls were pretty solid, though.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, clunky controls or anything. Like, you know, the basic fighting moves, like you have your quarter circles, half circles, special moves, your blocks, jumps.
I don't like how the blocks work because you have to move backwards to block, and it's always just really awkward to do.
Yeah, I wish they had like a dedicated block button in most fighting games because it's like, all right, you're holding back, you're blocking. I mean, it's...
I mean, I'm sure they do now. Like we said, we're not big into fighting games.
Yeah.
I did do an episode with my friend Jay, like I said. For those of you who remember, he's ranked pretty highly in the Soul Calibur community, in Soul Calibur 4 and 5. Since now he has a full-time job, he doesn't have time to practice anymore, so he's been, unfortunately, not happy with... Like, he wants to get better. I don't know what his performances have been like. I'm sure they've been fine. But he's told me, he's like, I need to keep practicing. But full-time jobs, man, they suck. They, like, get in the way of everything.
Adult responsibilities.
You know, the moment you always look for, like, I just want a steady job. And then you get a steady job, you're like, man, I hate this. I want to play video games again.
Pretty much.
But, so it was pretty much a Street Fighter 2 clone... Solid controls, graphics were appealing other than the fact they were kind of lazy with, like, the head swapping it with a lot of characters.
Yeah, and, like, the special moves were kind of like, you know, like, your basic sprite animations. Nothing, like, too fancy.
But for 1993, I'll take it.
Yeah,
that's when it came out. So, do you have anything left to say on it?
Nah, man, it's pretty much, you're just running the middle fighting game.
But, all right, well, thank you for joining me for this short episode, Justin. I know we only went about, like, 18-20 minutes or so.
Always a pleasure.
So thank you for stopping by. You can please rate this podcast on iTunes just so it can reach more people. Review it, subscribe it, rate, review, subscribe. You can find me on Twitter @stillloading. at Still Loading Pod, excuse me, on Facebook at Still Loading Pod, and also on Instagram at Still Loading Pod. Mm. Justin, is there anything you would like to remember? Any social media stuff you want to broadcast? I know you have your personal ones, but I didn't know if you really wanted them out there.
I'm just on Instagram at jfeds88. Do a lot of weird cosplay stuff.
Well, cons, I think a lot of people enjoy cosplays, but yeah. You've got a small following on Instagram.
Yeah, right? A little bit, but yeah, it's all in good fun.
But all right, well, thank you all for listening, and I'll see you on the next 40 for 40 episode.
Peace. Boop, 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 boop